All About Hands by Julie Jones. Narrated by Christina May. Hands, I stated bluntly. Hands? Jim asked. I detected both amusement and surprise in his voice. Hands are sexy as hell.
Are you serious?
Totally. Especially pianist's hands. Long, slim fingers. Heavenly. Ah. I sighed, and for a split second retorted to my all-time favourite fantasy, including a piano and a damn good fingerfuck, preferably performed by the man whose hands I had just imagined and described.
Like these? Andy pressed on, holding up his chubby fists.
Come on, Andy. You're no pianist, I exclaimed.
I can play.
You're a drummer, for crying out loud. I'm sure you have other talents, like keeping a steady pounding beat, but those hands do not fit my description at all. My remark about a steady beat drew some laughter. I was always cheeky, sober as well as drunk, but with rum flowing in my veins, my jokes occasionally went below the waistline, so to speak. I think the guys appreciate that about me, that I'm one of them, that I go for a drink after work with them as if I was the sixth lad in the gang.
Well, give me an example then, because I sure as hell don't get it, Andy said.
Miller, I simply stated, the image of the more than hot composer with the more than sexy hands once again popping up before my eyes.
Miller?
As in the guy who wrote the score for the play we're putting on next month. What's he got to do with anything?
Andy, are you thick?
Hand porn. Pure fucking hand porn. His hands are absolute sexy perfection, and I swear to God, Andy, I would let him do pretty much anything to me with those hands. Those fucking amazing hands. I nodded dreamily, knocked back the rest of my drink, and slammed the glass back down on the table to further emphasize my point.
You mean these? A voice said from behind me.
And mere seconds later, the man whose hands I'd just been talking rather dirtily about placed said limbs next to mine on the table.
Where the hell did he come from creeping up on us like that?
I had just finished my fourth Tortuga cocktail, and most of the common sense I am otherwise known to possess had gone out of the window. I wouldn't say that I was drunk. Not yet. But I was well on my way. My cheeks were already slightly flushed, and my demeanour more than a wee bit sassy.
There you go, Andy. You asked for an example. Why don't you examine the finest specimen around while I go over to the bar and hide for a while? I said, leaving five, no six, men smirking at my obvious embarrassment.
Hand porn, Ellie.
Seriously?
Are you insane? I scolded myself whilst making my way over to the bar. I would order a fifth Tortuga for good measure and down it in order to build up enough courage to go back to the table and pick up my coat. Then I would head home and try to figure out how to pull a sickie at work tomorrow. The bar was crowded, and it took me a while to squeeze through to the counter. Unfortunately, I found myself standing in a rather dusky corner, and the bartenders kept rushing by without noticing me. I feared I would never be able to order. The scene that had just taken place over by the table was playing on repeat in my head.
Oh, Christ, I exclaimed to myself. How horribly embarrassing it all was.
I was so preoccupied with my shame that I hardly noticed the person coming up behind me. My mind registered the presence of a body fairly close to mine, but I just assumed it to be another poor bastard who would wait here forever to be served. I leaned closer to the counter, when all of a sudden two arms snaked around my shoulders, and a pair of hands were placed on the counter, either side of mine. Two large hands, with long, slim fingers. Someone leaned in really close and whispered in my ear.